This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
This is craziness, man. This is like the dark underbelly.
This is a Con Global Industries container depot in Wilmington, California, 15 or so minutes inland from the ports of Los Angeles and Long Beach. Yes, the ports everybody's been talking about. Yes, the ones with 77 container ships waiting to dock as of yesterday with those tens of thousands of containers full of stuff on them.
Is this good enough? I've never heard of a microphone before, so.
There you go. It's all right. I've never been in a you know, container depot. So.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome. Also, not missing much.
That's the guy in charge, Carlos Carrillo. And I guess if you come here every day, he'd be right about the not missing much thing. There is one dirt road leading to a 25-acre dirt lot with rows and rows and stacks of empty shipping containers that go on forever. But if you're just trying to understand a story like the global supply chain mess that we're having and you want to take it in bite-sized pieces, this is a pretty good place to come for today's installment of our series, Temporarily Unavailable, How Stuff Moves Around the World or Doesn't.
What are we looking at here?
So this is a storage yard where we store containers. The core business here is storage and repairs. So containers
of the containers.
Of the containers. So containers come here from China with cargo. They get unloaded somewhere in L.A. They terminate here before they go out, you know, going back to China or wherever it may be.
This one yard can hold 10,500 containers. They wind up here after they get offloaded off of those ships, their cargo sent wherever it's going. And the whole time I was there, trucks were coming down that long dirt road, circling one by one in front of a giant container-grabbing forklift, which sets the empties on top of one of those 40-foot-tall stacks of containers.
I was saying this to my producer as we were waiting for you. You could get killed out here in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. You got to be careful. That's why you wear a vest. You know, it's not going to protect you, obviously, from a falling container, but you have to be careful when we see a lift with containers in the air. I've seen it happen 3 times here already.
Really?
Where containers fallen. Luckily, no one's gotten injured, but we had...
How long have you been here?
About 15 years.
Hence, the neon yellow safety vest we had to wear. Walking around, though, some of the containers are looking pretty new, others rusty and dented and very much the worse for wear.
Who owns all this, all these containers?
You have a lot of players. So leasing companies are the big corporations, big companies who own these containers. And then they put them out to lease to steamship lines or other corporations like Walmart's, Target's, you know, anyone or any corporation who needs containers to move product from China to here. So they put them out on a master lease, typically 7 years. It could be longer than that.
There's been a container shortage for a while now. Most of them are built in China, but production basically stopped for a bit because of the pandemic. The price of raw materials to make them has gone up, labor costs as well. And the bottleneck pain is not evenly distributed. Big companies like Walmart and Target have been able to pay for containers to get their stuff here from China. So a lot of the small retailers we've talked to are just being priced out. In the past year, the cost of shipping a standard container from East Asia to the West Coast of North America has more than quadrupled, from less than $4,000 to almost $17,000. And that is for one container.
How much does it cost to store a container here?
It's not very much. Each 40-footer, for example, may be anywhere from $150 to $180 a day.
$150?
No, $1.50.
No, come on. $1.50 for a 40-foot container storage?
Yeah.
You guys need to raise your prices.
I know.
Haven't you heard about inflation?
Well, leasing companies don't agree with that. But
one of the reasons we have inflation anyway, Americans want to buy stuff. A lot of stuff right now. So companies are doing what they can, including paying more to get their goods here from all over the world, which means you pay more, in part because there just aren't enough containers in circulation.
Are there containers just sitting here that you're just holding for companies that don't want to use them right now or can't?
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of containers like that that just have been sitting here for years. And that's all up to the leasing company or owners of the containers to say when they want them.
So, but this is the part I don't understand. There's a global supply chain crunch.
Right.
And part of that crunch is there aren't enough containers. except we can see standing here 10,000 containers.
That is correct. How do I answer that question? Because I don't even think I understand myself why there's a shortage of containers or shortage of trucking to get these vessels.
Well, so
unloaded.
Trucking you get, right? Because we need truck drivers. You can only take one container at a time and all of that. But it's not actually a shortage of containers. It's a, I don't want to use a stupid supply chain word, right? But it's a bottleneck. It's a log jam. It's, there's congestion that's not getting these 10,000 containers.
Right.
And corporate decisions as well. That's not getting these containers out of the way or out into circulation.
No, definitely trucking logistics of it is it's a crunch. Like you said, there's a shortage of that.
Right.
There's a shortage of space.
And that's why you can run the Port of LA 24/7 as long as you want.
Right.
But it's the rest of that infrastructure that's not working. There you go.
There you go. That's what it is. I'll tell you this much. About a month ago when we had these containers, these CU Lines containers being dropped off, we had a traffic jam about 3 miles out from here.
Really?
I think we had a police show up a few times to try to clear it up, but there's not much that can be done. You know, this is a very narrow road.
It is.
And these trucks need a lot of space to turn. I prefer no traffic because I want to be able to get out of here, you know, out for lunch or whatever.
Yep.
And we only have one way in, one way out.
And that is just one more small slice of why the supply chain mess is happening. At the port, it's all those ships waiting to dock. Here, it's 3 miles of trucks waiting on one dirt road to move one single container at a time. Next time on our series, Temporarily Unavailable, we'll look back at how these shipping containers became the standard for global trade anyway.